News. I'm Laura Winters.
The onus is on Hamas to be able to produce a list of hostages that can get out so that we can try to get this pause back in place.
That's John Kirby with the National Security Council during the White House daily briefing, talking about the situation in the Middle East. Explosions heard again in Gaza this Saturday as fighting continues for a second day after the Israel-Hamas truce ends. The IDF says more than 400 targets hit in Gaza in the past 24 hours. Hamas still holding over 100 Israelis hostage. Oscar-winning actress Susan Sarandon apologizing for her anti-Semitic rant at a pro-Palestinian rally in New York City after her Hollywood talent agency dropped her. Sarandon saying her remarks were a terrible mistake. Back on November 17th, she tells the crowd in Union Square that Jews are getting a taste of what it is like to be Muslim in this country, so often subjected to violence. But on Instagram, Sarandon now writing, "This phrasing was a terrible mistake, as it implies that until recently, Jews have been strangers to persecution when the opposite is true." In other news, some very big changes coming to McDonald's. Here's USA's Corey Myers.
The Golden Arches saying that the new and improved burgers will include over 50 modifications, including their signature burger, the Big Mac.
Two all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bun.
Those two all-beef patties will be cooked in smaller batches for a more uniform sear. There'll be more secret special sauce with lettuce, cheese, and pickles that will be fresher and meltier, and the former sesame seed bun will be a buttery brioche roll, with the sesame seeds more randomly scattered for a homemade look. I'm Corey Myers.
And this is USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
The very latest now on one of the court cases involving former President Trump. Here's USA's John Schaefer.
A federal appeals court Friday allowed lawsuits against Donald Trump over the U.S. Capitol riot to proceed. The court dismissed Trump's claims of presidential immunity, but stated that he can continue to argue that his actions were taken in his official capacity as president as those lawsuits move forward. I'm John Schaefer.
The U.N.'s Climate of the Parties, known as COP, taking place in Dubai, world leaders and climate experts addressing the need to phase out fossil fuels. President Biden and China's President Xi skipping the meeting, Vice President Kamala Harris attending, Prime Minister Mark Brown of the Cook Islands saying,
"Climate change is not a looming threat. It is our daily reality in the Pacific. We still have a chance to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees, but only through immediate, decisive action."
And it's a sign of the season in Washington, D.C.
3, 2, 1. All right, you got it.
Merry Christmas,
everybody.
President Biden on hand for the lighting of the 2023 National Christmas Tree.
Let's remember how blessed we are as Americans for the gift that is our nation. So a Merry Christmas, America. May God bless you all and may God protect our troops. Merry, Merry Christmas.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.